You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95 BFM.
Not Sam, wonderful Latia this morning. Kia ora, Latia, how are you?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, and I'm also excited about the TV show you're bringing us today. What are we talking about?
We're talking about And Just Like That, which is the sequel to Sex and the City.
Season 2, is that right? This is the second season coming out now.
Yes, yeah. So season 2 just started. I remember Stella was asking me what I was watching, and I was like, truthfully, it's Love Island, but we had to exercise a bit of quality control for the FM.
So we're taking step up on the the ladder. Yep.
Yeah, we're doing And Just Like That. But so it's in season 2. The first 2 episodes have released in New Zealand, and I think maybe the next 2 are out like today or tomorrow.
I quite like that they're giving you 2 at a time, you know, not you know, giving you a little bit of bingeability, but not the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a nice balance. I feel like a lot of shows are doing that now, like doing 2 episode drops for like their season opener, just so kind of establish the world and kind of get into it without having to do it all at once.
Yeah, totally. So, okay, I think probably the whole world gets the absolute gist of Sex and the City. It is kind of in the title a little bit there, but what is the gist of the sequel? What's been happening to Carrie Bradshaw and her pals over the course of however many years it's been?
Yeah, so it's, I guess it would be 20 years later. So they're kind of in their 50s now, and they're navigating essentially, you know, sex, love, relationships as these women, but Samantha isn't part of the show. There's some outside drama with Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker that's been going on for years. So she, unfortunately, my favourite Samantha isn't in this sequel, although she is making a cameo, I hear.
I saw everybody losing their minds about this on Twitter. It's like, it's one of those beefs that's become like a canon. People are obsessed with the fact that Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall kind of hate each other now. She's coming back somehow.
Yeah, she's coming back for a cameo. So it's Carrie, Charlotte, Miranda, and then they've kind of got a flock of kind of new friends that they've made that have come into the cast as well, and essentially similar premise, but you know, navigating life as sort of women in their 50s and moms and new relationships and all of that.
Is it any good? This is what I want to know, because I feel like all the movies have been bonkers. The first season was getting some wild reviews. What is your take on it? What's the, like, maybe the best question is to ask, what's the attitude to go into watching this show with?
I think I'm a big fan of the like OG Sex and the City. Big fan.
Nice.
And I think you need to go into the show maybe not with all your brain cells like like not critical thought trying to activate too much.
Yes, right.
But I think I do enjoy it because I just you know, I do love the original Sex and the City. I think what season one of the show, I think the show And Just Like That kind of suffered from, particularly in season one, was that it's kind of straining its kind of diversity and inclusion efforts. Like it felt, I think they kind of took the kind of posthumous critique of Sex and the City is kind of being 4 very privileged white women gallivanting around New York City, not, you know, hardly any people of colour in it. And there was a lot of things that haven't particularly aged well. And then I think they took that and then it felt like a lot of the narrative, a lot of the characters that they introduced, a lot of it felt very forced in terms of being kind of sounding like a woke Twitter account. A lot of the writing really felt. And I think people were just a bit like, like if you're going to introduce, you know, black characters or, you know, people of color, can they just sort of organically exist in the world without having to be like this really didactic talking point? And that was frustrating, but there were bits in season one that were just really comical to me, particularly a certain scene with Miranda and her new girlfriend or partner, Shay, in the kitchen while Carrie is incapacitated in the bed. People who know what I'm talking about will know what I'm talking about. But I think season two has kind of taken, they've kind of, yeah, tried to be a little bit less forced. And I'm actually enjoying it. I do hate what they've done to Miranda's character. I hope she gets a better trajectory. She's being a bit hapless on the beach in Malibu.
Oh my God.
At the moment. Like, I was like, Miranda is, you know, she's like such a sardonic, witty, you know, force of a character, and I feel like she's a bit,
give her a bit of
over the place.
Yeah,
she's kind of, I don't know what the what's really happening with her at the moment, but yeah, I think it's good. I just think it's kind of like an easy, fun little watch. It's, yeah, just don't go in kind of trying to do discourse.
Yeah, take the discourse out of it. Which
just enjoy it for what it is.
That sounds like the perfect way. And also, you've always got to have a TV show like that, whether it is Love Island or whether it is something like this. It's important to have that type of TV on your watching roster, because you can't you can't be doing prestige dramas left, right, and centre, you know?
No. Although I would say Sex and the City, the OG, is, you know, it was very ahead of its time.
Yeah.
I still consider it a prestige, you know, drama, sitcom. I think it's super, super great. And I kind of wish, I don't know, I feel like maybe they were like, oh, we can't do that now, so we've got to try and put all these other things and force it into it. And
yeah.
I was like, maybe you just should have left it as is and, you know, like,
celebrated it for what it is rather than trying to turn it into something new. I think you're totally right. And also the way that I've seen people talking about it online is exactly that. Like, you know, it was a show about four privileged white women running around New York, but that was also what the show was, you know. There's no point in trying to like pretend these women have this, like, you know, super woke life. They're super bougie ladies in Manhattan. Like, what do you want from them, you know? So I think
I
you're right. Go in with that expectation. You'll probably have a great time.
Yeah, I mean, I would, if they did that again, I would personally watch it, because, I mean, that's what I did enjoy about it, and I could recognize its blind spots. But then I was like, I'd love to see that show. And then I'd also love to see a show about four women of colour gallivanting around New York City, navigating sex and relationships, and we invest our time and energy and resources into creating that as well. So,
I know we've literally just been talking about not bringing discourse into it, but this, I'm sure you've seen that fantastic clip of Taika Waititi going around from, I think it was like a big screen conference a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, diversity doesn't mean having everybody in every show. It means having shows for everybody. And, you know, I'm butchering the way he said it, but it's a very good point. He's like, you know, you don't need to have one person of every identity in a show for it to be successful, or, you know, or be woke enough or something. Often it just doesn't work when you try and do that.
Yeah, I think he said it. He distilled kind of the frustrations that I think a lot of people have been feeling and about kind of the TV and cinema landscape at the moment. And yeah, I think people are sometimes going into shows and creating things and with the best intentions, and they're like, okay, how can we be inclusive and how can we make it diverse? But it ends up, I think, sometimes diluting the force of the show and the creativity in some ways. And it's like, we actually just want to expand opportunities so that, you know, historically kind of marginalized creatives have the opportunities to build their own worlds, and we don't have to try and force everything into everyone and every experience. Otherwise, it just becomes a lot of nothing in a way.
Hard. Yeah. And that is on discourse this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you, Latia.
Try not to do that, but here we go.
No, it's good. You got to, you know, got to have a bit of both. Thank you for bringing us And Just Like That, season two. Where can people watch it?
Neon.
Nice.
On Neon.
Have a great weekend. This is maybe this is the time I start my Sex and the City journey. I think it could be. You've definitely...
Yes. All seasons of like Sex and the City are on Neon as well.
Oh.
So you can go straight into it.
Amazing. Oh, that's great. Yep. Thank you so much, Latia. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again
soon.
Thank
you. You too. Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.